for success. They left behind the lives that they once led.
All right, folks, we are live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis this April 14th. How is everybody doing out there? We should have Naomi Wolf up for the first hour. We're going to be talking about the film The End of America, an adaptation of her latest novel. And I got to peep this about, I think, like two or so weeks ago. And it's just excellent. It's a little over 60 minutes. It's very palatable. It really breaks it down rather well. And on top of that, I think it's going to bring in a whole new audience into this genre because, you know, a lot of people don't read out there. Like, let's just get to brass tacks. There are people that just won't pick up a book. They're not interested in a magazine unless Lindsay Lohan's on the cover. And that's why, you know, we have to speak film. We have to speak movies. We have to speak MTV. Then joining us for 90 minutes, we're going to have Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.com. That should be absolutely excellent. And I can't wait for that. You know, you guys have been asking for that forever. And then with the remaining half an hour or so, we'll probably do a little news blitz and we'll take your calls because I don't think we're going to do much callers other than with Rosalind Peterson. We'll probably take calls in the second half of that interview. Going over some of the headlines in the first segment here. Intel says PC market hit bottom, but shares are sliding. So basically they're saying they beat their quarterly expectations. However, shares have slid 5% after it said the economic uncertainty. And they're not predicting any kind of profits in the computer industry. They're saying that one's going to go down the tubes too. That doesn't really shock me. I mean, when you put out a new computer every 2 to 3 years and just keep pumping and pumping and pumping, that's doomed to fail as well. Federal Reserve going to have press briefings. They're going to try to basically PR their way into the American homes and say, oh, you know, it really wasn't our fault. We didn't mean to do all this. Meanwhile, Geithner headed to the G7 and G20 to talk about this IMF, what's it called, special drawing rights, basically the name for the global currency they announced at the G20. We are now joined by Naomi Wolf. Thank you for coming, Naomi.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So how did you first get approached about putting The End of America to film? Because I did get to watch it, and I thought it was a rather excellent documentary, and it really laid out the 10 steps towards a tyrannical government.
Thank you so much. Well, let's see. I got to know Avram Ludwig, who's a film producer, and he reached out to Annie Sundberg and Ricky Stern, who are very, very talented directors who did the award-winning films The Devil Came on Horseback and The Trials of Daryl Hunt, which were, I think, nominated for one of them was nominated for an Academy Award, I believe. Anyway, prize-winning filmmakers. And they thought it was an important message, and to their great credit, they, in a very short time span, racing against the clock, put together this kind of amazing documentary based on my book, but adding many dimensions to the book that only film can do.
Exactly. You know, this reaches a whole other audience, whereas, you know, not that many people read anymore. Obviously, you did a large media junket for the books. You did get national press attention, but I think this is really going to open up the message to the MTV crowd and the younger generation. And what's so really powerful about this film is that although it kind of, you know, is following you around in a lecture, the visuals are really there, the points are well made, and it's not so overwhelming. You know, it doesn't go too far out of the box. I mean, everything you talk about is well documented. And we're going to talk about that on the other side. We're joined by Naomi Wolf, The End of America. It's The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. We're joined by Naomi Wolf, and we were just discussing the new film, The End of America, an adaption of her novel. Like I said, it's a little over 60 minutes, and it's just so well done. I really hope this does bring a new audience into the light that, you know, governments throughout history are not only corrupt, but they seize on events and opportunities. And really, in the beginning of your picture, you show how the Nazis seized on the Reichstag fire to pass the Enabling Act and broaden their executive powers.
That's correct. Something that people who are familiar with my book know, but, you know, new viewers of the movie may not know, is that I was startled to find so many strong parallels between how the Nazis seized power in the early 30s and how the Bush administration, and, you know, their legacy is not being dismantled yet, unfortunately, set about to undermine democracy in America. Step one in the 10 steps to fascism is to invoke a terrifying internal and external threat. And I do, you know, note that the Nazis hyped the threat of this lone arsonist who set fire, allegedly, some historians think it was a kind of a staged attack on the parliament, and the way that the Bush administration hyped or fanned the flames of, you know, actual attacks on the United States in order to generate a generalized sense of fear. All would-be dictators do that.
And why don't you talk about some of these, like, parallel documents, such as the Enabling Act, and in this country, you know, we had Patriot Acts 1 and 2, we had the Military Commissions Act, and like you said, it doesn't seem like any of this is being dismantled by this current administration. So what are these things that are still around?
Well, Jason, you've asked the important question. I mean, I had hoped and prayed that Obama, a constitutional scholar, would reverse this kind of nightmare infrastructure of a police state, but, you know, largely he's made cosmetic gestures. I mean, it was a beautiful gesture to claim that he was closing Guantanamo in a year, but it's not closed. And, you know, meanwhile, he's done, his Justice Department is claiming, you know, even stronger rights in the Bush administration to conceal evidence under the claim of state secrets. He has claimed the right to surveil citizens even more forcibly than the Bush administration claims to. And there's a bill, you guys can go on my Facebook page, there's a bill that's coming up that's going to give the executive the power to shut down the Internet in the event of a national emergency. And, you know, the Patriot Act is still standing. There are eight, you know, idealistic young Americans in Minnesota who protested at the Republican National Committee and who are being charged, you know, facing 8 years in prison and $150,000 fines under the Minnesota Patriot Act, charged as terrorists for engaging in First Amendment freedom of assembly. So, you know, with very minimal gestures in the right direction, the basic infrastructure is still there. And it's going to take a grassroots movement of citizens to force Obama to dismantle the rest of it. And, you know, we don't have any time to waste.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm actually very, very happy for you to talk about the Obama administration, because in this film, you really do make the point that this transcends administrations and that any administration in the future could use these powers. And, you know, Olbermann seems to be coming around. He actually just reported what you just said, that not only are they basically keeping the Bush and Cheney doctrines, but they're expanding on their executive powers on wiretap, on surveillance. And like you said, it's a nice gesture to say that they're going to close down Guantanamo Bay, but that really doesn't mean anything, because when they do move these people, and they haven't done so yet, they're just going to move them to other black sites for renditions. I mean, these things aren't going to end.
Jason, I'm not sure what you said is correct. I'll have to check my sources, because I believe that they've closed down black sites. However, you are correct in that, to my astonishment and horror, the Bush administration is arguing that they still have the right to hold, you know, anyone they claim as a quote-unquote enemy combatant without due process, which is, you know, the cornerstone of a police state. I mean, there is no way to close a democracy and crush an open society without the executive or the leader claiming the right to hold a citizen indefinitely without the right to trial, which the founders knew was, you know, fundamental to a democracy. So I was shocked when I found that they're making this claim that they you know, want to be able to hold people indefinitely. They're kind of masters at making gestures toward, toward the Constitution, but not budging, you know, this infrastructure very much at all. It does transcend political parties, and I'm very depressed to have to say that, because I worked very, very hard. I mean, one reason we, you know, fought so hard, Jason, to get this, you know, movie out there before the election was we were really, I have been an Obama partisan. We were really seeing that with a McCain-Palin win, you know, they were going to lock down the police state, and we were betting that Obama would push back on some of these things. And I'm appalled that, well, you know what? I shouldn't say I'm appalled. The founders were very wise people, and they knew, and they said that any leader, any faction, any majority, any minority, if they seized excessive power, would abuse power. And that's why they set up this beautiful system of checks and balances that has eroded so much, because they recognize it's human nature to seize power. So in a way, while I'm shocked that Obama has not really dismantled this infrastructure and in some way building on it, I shouldn't be so surprised, because our founders, you know, more than 200 years ago said you need these checks and balances because people will grab power if they can.
Absolutely. And, you know, you discussed that you have a bill up on Facebook. Is this 1444, or is this a separate bill that's trying to shut down the Internet? Because I know 1444 introduced some compulsory service things and mandatory service things, but I wasn't sure if it had anything specifically to do with the Internet. Is that a separate bill that they're trying to clamp down on the Internet?
Jason, I imagine, you know, people can go to the Facebook page. I'm sorry, I'm 46, so I'm new at this technology. I don't have the name of the bill or the number to hand, but if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see it. It gives the executive the power in an emergency to just close it down, to take control of it. And it's very disturbing. There are other bills coming up that are very, very disturbing. I understand that there's money being allocated to these FEMA sites, which, you know, have not been fully reported out, but are a distressing presence on the landscape. And the thing that bothers me most and that I'm most concerned about as a mother is the fact that the military has been deployed in the United States just before the November election. The 1st Brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division was redeployed by Bush from Iraq to the United States of America, and right after the election, they redeployed two more brigades, that's 3,700 warriors, to somewhere in the U.S. And Obama is committing, and not just Obama, you know, we're on track to have 20,000 military serving in the United States by 2012. So what's happening is the people are being acculturated to being policed by the military. And there's evidence that the military was advising the police in Minneapolis, where you saw these extremely militaristic, very, very brutal assaults on citizens who are engaging the right to protest. And I have to tell you, as a student of closing societies, when the military is sent to police civilians, it's over. I mean, that is the thing that, that citizens have to rally around. I think that's the most burning issue, is going back to the Posse Comitatus Act and getting the military back, you know, out of civilian policing. Our founders kept us safe for 200 years from military policing because they knew from firsthand experience how dangerous it is to have an an army, even one's own army, policing civilians. The National Guard reports to the people. The National Guard reports to governors, to us, and that's who has been policing America. But the military reports directly up the chain of command to the executive. And if the executive says, arrest these civilians or shoot these civilians, they have to do it. I mean, I was shocked to discover this, but it's true.
Yeah, and you know, the separation of police and the military has really been something that the forefathers put right out there. You don't want a military-type force policing the citizens. These are supposed to be officials that are there to protect and serve the populace. And when you bring in the military, I mean, it's very China-like. It's very police state-ish. And I just got to tell you, you know, stories this week, Utah and Nevada are now planning to use the National Guard to, you know, hunt down marijuana plants. So I just don't understand how people can't get the fact that once we start using the military as our police at home, they will be amalgamated into one force and we will be under a police state. And, you know, like you said, this administration doesn't seem to be doing anything about it except for expanding it. They're bringing all those troops home and, creating a national service force, although on its face, you know, everybody's for soup kitchens, everybody's, you know, for helping the homeless and all that other stuff. But when you actually have, you know, these brigades under a national service corps and it's not quite government, it gets a little scary. And, you know, Obama has talked about a civilian army on a couple of occasions. And I mean, how frightening would it be to have a separate civilian army force on the streets of the United States?
When you say civilian army, if you mean having a military policing our streets, I mean, that is the definition of a police state. And it's easy to say, I mean, people who really, you know, haven't looked at this too carefully, as I didn't, you know, more than 2 years ago, are likely to think, well, there are men and women, you know, what's wrong with bringing the military home or deploying the military domestically? But unfortunately, if you look at police states or closed societies around the world, it's very easy for an executive to send the military to act against citizens. And, you know, as I said earlier, what's scary about it is that they answer to the executive. They don't answer to Congress. If the executive says the military arrest these Congress people, they have to do it.
We'll be back after this with Naomi Wolf. It's the end of America, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115 and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama Deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We are joined by Naomi Wolf. The film and movie, or I'm sorry, the book and film are The End of America. And where can people get a copy of that?
They can go to endofamericamovie.com and order it. And what we're encouraging people to do is to do a screening. If you agree with the message, do a screening in your home. You know, bring your colleagues, bring your, you know, church members, PTA members, mm-hmm. whatever, friends and family. And then I wrote a sequel to The End of America called Give Me Liberty, which is about how citizens can take back the power and restore democracy. And I encourage people to Xerox the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution that we translated into ordinary English from the back of the book and distribute it at those events, because it's really going to be up to ordinary people to lead this fight to defend the Constitution.
Now, we've spent a lot of time on domestic policies here at home. I was wondering if we could talk about the foreign policies. You know, we had a lot of hope that this administration was going to be getting people out of Iraq, out of Afghanistan, out of the Middle East in general. And, you know, from what I've seen is we're seeing a large redistribution of forces from Iraq into Afghanistan. But even with the official plan, Obama plans to have 50,000 troops in Iraq at the end of 2011, you know, conveniently for another election year. I mean, how do you feel about that? What do you think about what's going on in the Middle East right now?
Well, that's a giant question, Jason. I mean, I have to say I didn't know it was 50,000.
Yes, absolutely.
Substantial number. How can I put this? I spent many years by marriage around, you know, people who were involved in the Clinton White House and sort of watching day by day, you know, how an administration functions at that level. So I'm not as black and white as I used to be about the demands of international foreign policy. I think that while I personally would love to bring every man and woman serving Iraq, every one of our brave warriors home, there could be legitimate reasons to keep a security force there for a transition. That seems like a big one. Obviously, mm-hmm. I'd like to see it smaller. I do believe that Afghanistan needs our military attention. I do. I would love to be a total, you know, dove and say, bring them all home. But there is a presence that I do believe that we need to have there until things are more stable there. But truly, you know, the key to peace in the Middle East is one that it's going to be hard for the United States to take because of, and I'm Jewish, so I say this, you know, very advisedly, there. We have to change. We have to be more even-handed in our approach to the Israel-Palestine conflict. Right now, we're not even-handed because of the strong influence of the Israel lobby. And again, I've lived in Israel for many years. I'm Jewish. I don't say this lightly, but there is this outsized pressure to support Israel at the expense of hearing the voices of Palestinians. And when America can intervene as an honest broker and really bring, you know, all stakeholders to the table to build a strong civil society in the Middle East in that region, that's when other pieces of the puzzle in the Middle East will fall into place.
Well, I certainly hope that happens, but I don't see it happening anytime soon, especially with all the forces there and, you know, whether Pakistan is our ally one moment and then it's our enemy the next. And, you know, they've hyped them up. And then even Iran, I mean, there was a lot of news yesterday, you know, hyping up that we might have to go with to war with Iran again because Israel's having problems with them. I hope that we don't, you know, continue any more conflicts in the Middle East. I feel like if, you know, we were going to go into Afghanistan in the first place, if you had said to people right after 9/11 that we were going to be there almost 8 years later, and we'll definitely be there 8 years later, yeah, most people would have cringed at that, especially because they were basically telling us after a month-long, you know, invasion that the war was over and major combat operations were over and we'd taken over the country.
In Iraq.
He did that in Iraq, but I mean, even in Afghanistan, they said basically, look, major combat's over. We're focusing on Iraq and the war on terror. There was never a huge hype around insurgencies in Afghanistan until the past couple years, in my eyes. I mean, you didn't see that in the media. All the insurgencies were in Iraq, and this is where Al-Qaeda was going to do battle. I want to come back on the other side. I want to talk more about the film. It's The End of America with Naomi Wolf, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he make it right? Do all those who lie here know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cost? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, William McBride, it all happened again, and again, and again, and again, and again.
All right, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We are joined by Naomi Wolf. And Ms. Wolf, I want to get into part five of this, the harassment of citizens groups, because you discussed how, you know, these people who were against the Republican National Committee are now being charged with terrorism. They might do 8 years in prison. But recently, we've seen a slew of documents kind of get leaked to our offices and now covered by the mainstream media, including the MIAC report and the Virginia Fusion Center document, where they openly state that, you know, I went to your Facebook and you have a Don't Tread on Me flag as one of your pictures. Well, if you have that flag as a bumper sticker, you may be an extremist or a terrorist. And according to these documents, if you're, you know, a member of the Constitutional Party or Campaign for Liberty or support Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr, or even Ron Paul, who is a Republican candidate for president, you may be an extremist militia member or a terrorist. I mean, let's talk about the harassment
of
citizens
slow down,
groups.
Slow down, Jason. I just heard about this today.
Oh.
You're saying that you've got documents. Mm-hmm.
We had a sheriff send us. Well, a sheriff.
Source?
Well, here's the deal. We had a sheriff send us a law enforcement sensitive document about 3 weeks ago. It was called the MIAC report. And in the document, they literally show you five separate American flag bumper stickers that are no good. the Don't Tread on Me bumper sticker. We got it up at prisonplanet.tv right now for viewers. In the document, let me just read it for you right here. Political paraphernalia. Militia members most commonly associate with third-party political groups. It's not uncommon for militia members to display Constitutional Party, Campaign for Liberty, or Libertarian material. These members are usually supporters of former presidential candidate Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr. And then for anti-government propaganda, they commonly display picture cartoons, bumper stickers that contain anti-government rhetoric. Most of this material will depict the Federal Reserve System, IRS, FBI, ATF, CIA, UN, law enforcement, and quote-unquote New World Order in a derogatory manner. So that document came out.
Slow down, Jason. So they're identifying these people as what? They're identifying them as terrorists?
Well, in this one, it's extremist groups and militia members. However, a document we got a week ago.
Yeah.
From the Virginia Fusion Center. This is a 12-page document. Now, this says for law enforcement eyes only. It says it's going to be given to public and private organizations federally. In other words, it's distributed outside of Missouri. Now, this Virginia terrorism threat assessment document goes after all sorts of groups. And right in the front page, it says, to only be to intelligence agencies, law enforcement agencies, Department of Defense, and says no report or segment thereof may be released to any media sources. Again, we had somebody on the inside. And this one goes after, quote-unquote, lone wolf extremists, special interest extremism. You can be anti-abortion, you're in this, if you go to a certain college. They literally say that some of the tools are YouTube, Google Video, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. They say that they are Al-Qaeda-like, in quotations. And I mean, these documents have all come to light in the past few weeks, and the newest one is only a 9-page document, which solidifies this theme further. It is a Department of Homeland Security document now getting into the mainstream, not giving us any credit that we found it, but basically saying the same exact thing. Extremism and terrorism are the same things, and these are the groups to look for. And this Virginia terrorism one goes county by county and group by group.
So that's really, really scary. I guess what I would ask is, can you, send me the documents or the links to the documents?
Oh, yeah, we got them all in.
Yeah. Look at them and show them.
I'll tell you what, I'll send them to your Facebook right after this interview in their PDF files. Yeah, no problem. And you can check them out. But let's just go over the examples in your film of harassment of citizens groups.
Sure. I mean, well, one thing I wanted to know from you, Jason, is what do these documents, how can I put this? For as long as there's been law enforcement and the FBI, different extreme groups on the margins or the extremes of both sides of the political spectrum have been under, observation. And that's a kind of a normal part of intelligence. And in a way, I don't have any problem with that because that's just part of keeping track of things as long as it's not illegal. But what I'm asking, what I wonder is what do these documents say police forces should do with these groups? I mean, it's one thing to make note, well, here's what the Ku Klux Klan is up to. Here's what, the anarchists are up to. I mean, that's necessary to, have intelligence. But if they're saying, well, prosecute them or, infiltrate them illegally or surveil them illegally, that's different. So what's
Well, I would say definitely surveil illegally would be one of the main things. I mean, the surveillance, they're actually in these documents talk about the surveillance they've already conducted. They talk about instances, for instance, that on April 15th of last year, the big End the Fed campaign, federally, they talk about the incident on April 1st and the 15th that happened in Virginia, and they basically cataloged people who filmed the Federal Reserve System as potential terrorist threats. I mean, they're saying that they are taking
serious?
Surveillance. Yes.
Oh,
well, and then when I was mentioning the Twitter factor, remember I talked about those things. They were giving the example in that one that people who were at the Republican National Convention, and these were protesters and activists, they used this to coordinate against the police so that they couldn't be boxed into their free speech zones. And they said that was Al-Qaeda-like. So what I'm seeing with these documents is that they are trying to associate almost every type of activism with not only extremism but terrorism. I mean, when you look at the covers of these things, and it doesn't say extremist, it says terrorism threat assessment. It's very apparent what they're doing, and I will make sure to send the link to those three documents so you can check them out yourself because they're appalling. And two of them are very easy to go through, and the third one with the control F, you can go through and you just can't believe. I mean, they're basically saying, James Madison College is a recruitment center for right-wing extremists, and that correctional facilities are recruitment centers for right-wing extremists. It's really generalizing you know, everybody as a problem.
Right. Well, you know, God, the founders in their wisdom, once you erode a republic, I mean, what did the Bush administration do? They started to target environmentalists and peace activists as terrorists. And they designated them as traitors and subversives. I've got a whole chapter on that in The End of America and you know, elaborate on it in Give Me Liberty. And so this is a lesson. It's a lesson to all future presidents that you can get away with this in America and as long as there's impunity. So now that the winds have shifted and there's a new administration, it sounds like law enforcement is sort of looking at the other end of the political spectrum and saying, well, these people on the right, if they speak up, are terrorists. But I completely agree with you that the underpinning of all of this activity is profoundly un-American, and it's to exactly characterize dissent and criticism of the government as, you know, al-Qaeda-like, as terrorist. And this is, you know, Give Me Liberty is a sequel to The End of America because people said, well, what do we do now? So I looked back at what the founders intended us to be as Americans and what it meant to be American. And it turns out that the very first principle in America is the Declaration of Independence says you are supposed to criticize the government. And you're not only supposed to criticize the government, you're supposed to rise up against the government if it is no longer reflecting the will of the people. That free speech and free assembly are fundamental to being American. And I've got this long sequence in Give Me Liberty about how through over-permitticization, the right of citizens to assemble and petition their government for redress of grievances, which is what you're talking about, has been under assault through bureaucracy, death by a thousand cuts. So that now, you mentioned free speech zones. Now, it is getting harder and harder and harder for people to simply assemble and gather and create real marches or protests that change anything. And you've got to stop traffic to change anything, right? The protests we have now are neutered. And you can go to YouTube to see a discussion I gave about this. It's getting quite a bit of viral traction, that basically the great marches have to stop traffic, nonviolent, that they have to stop traffic. That's illegal in America now. And so increasingly what we're seeing, and you've really put your finger on it, is the kind of tamping down on all forms of dissent and all forms of criticism and assembly. Well, look at the First Amendment. The First Amendment doesn't say, you know, you have the right to petition government for redress of grievances if you have a permit or if you're in a free speech zone or if you say only the right things. If you're American, you're supposed to say whatever the hell you want. That's the First Amendment, and you're right that it's under assault from these documents.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just bringing that up, I don't know if you caught the story on the Hillary movie, but that the Supreme Court, and this is a movie I actually did watch, and it is oftentimes like a right-wing attack ad, I guess. But at the same time, some of it, you know, some of the stuff in the documentary is legitimate, and it plays out like a real documentary. However, this has been brought now to the Supreme Court, and one of the quotes from Scalia just scared the hell out of me. He said, when they rule on this in June, and I guess they've all watched it by now, they'll know whether people have the right to write and publish, as if, you know, freedom of speech doesn't cover. I swear to you, just type it in. Just type in Hillary movie Supreme Court ruling, and you know, you can see. I think that one was out of the AP or Reuters, but they're ruling whether or not that this would have to be labeled as a campaign ad, whether they can regulate whether or not it can be distributed through certain media sources. All these things based on this Hillary movie, and I personally don't think it's really that well done. Your movie is much better. But at the same time, for them to come out and say that they're going to rule on free speech and whether it's protected in a film is absolutely ludicrous.
Well, again, Jason, you know, forgive me for kind of taking polite issue, but there are a lot of, I think, legitimate regulations about campaign speech. I mean, mm-hmm. for instance, I have a 501c3, which means it's a nonprofit organization, and we have to be nonpartisan. And the minute we're partisan, we're violating our 501c3 charter, and we can't raise money as a 501c3. And I think that's fair. I think that's legitimate. Campaign speech is, you know, very powerful, and it's and because of campaign laws that keep people from, you know, being corrupt, basically, in the campaign process, there are, I believe, legitimate restrictions on what is considered campaign speech and what isn't. So I'd have to take a look at that ruling, but they may not be saying you can't speak or you can't write, they may be saying, should this be considered basically a political commercial? And if it is a political commercial, it comes under a certain kind of category of law. And I do actually agree with that.
Well, I'm just worried that they might use it to go against some of the political documentaries that we do here in this office. I'm a filmmaker. I've made a couple documentaries.
I was very impressed with Loose Change. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. But I mean, I would be scared that all of a sudden it's ruled that this can't be on a share network like YouTube or MySpace.
Right.
All we do is give this stuff away on purpose so that we can get the message out. Just like you talking about being able to take the end of America, bring it to your local church, or have a party at home and bring people in and please, you know, take a look at this information. I mean, when they say whether, you know, Scalia is not sure whether the issue to write and publish is covered under the First Amendment, I think this is ludicrous. And what really scares me is, you know, China a few weeks ago banned YouTube altogether. Since then, I think they've allowed some of it. But when you see such a broad banning and then people like Jay Rockefeller get up there and say, you know, the Internet's gotten out of control and we need to regulate it further, I mean, that seems to be their goal.
Did he say that?
Just type in Rockefeller Internet control, and he basically said there needs to be new regulations on the Internet. And, we'll pull the article up right now.
Did he say that?
I think within the last month. Yeah, Jay Rockefeller. He's getting behind some of this legislation now to try to basically regulate the Internet. And this is the last free bastion of speech. You know, this is why, you know, people like myself even exist in this kind of, you know, alternate media universe is because of the Internet. And when you see a lot of things shutting down, like I forgot which big newspaper just shut down, they're no longer going to print, they're just going to be online.
A lot of them.
Associated Press is trying to go after people who use their content now. You know, it used to be a news wire where you could pick up, and now they're saying they're going to go after all these people. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, this is supposed to be – the media should be open to everybody. You know, that if there was anything called fair use, when you report something as news, that should be public information, and we should be able to share that on a medium such as the Internet. And that's why I'm so scared about their regulations.
I do completely agree with you. And, you know, I think you've kind of been persuading me maybe some of these campaign – speech laws are outdated, and all of us should be erring on the side of more and more speech, more and more First Amendment rights, you know, more and more liberty in the public arena. I wonder if there's a way to legislate to make the Internet public property. I mean, someone emailed me on my Facebook page today that the Internet was actually developed in 1959 by the military and is kind of on loan to the American public, and that the military can kind of retract it at any moment, which I didn't know, and I would have to research to know if that's in fact correct.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems like the citizens' movement that we're talking about has to take over every possible means of speaking and communicating and deliberating that we can possibly, seize, essentially. You know, it's a lesson from Eastern Europe. They were able to control people as long as they could keep them from communicating freely with one another. And once people began to speak freely to one another, you know, the Soviet Union couldn't hold people down sufficiently. It's the great liberator. So we're going to have to be really creative about that. And if you can help me think of, or if all of you listening out there can think of, legislation that we can propose or lobby for that could lock in the Internet as fair use, free public space, you know, please let me know. I also think we need to not just look at the Internet, but to bring back, I've got a chapter in Give Me Liberty on deliberation and town meetings. We've lost the art of speaking to one another as citizens and really communicating face-to-face without the medium of all these sort of multinational media organizations and pundits, you know, intervening. And there are organizations that I really admire that will come to your community or your town and hold a, you know, community-wide town hall meeting for you where citizens actually deliberate on the issues coming up in the election and take ownership of the issues and speak to one another face-to-face. And I'd like us to go back to that and to stop looking at sort of Fox News and CNN pundits as the arbiters of speech and reclaim our own right to speak to one another and have that be the center of authority.
Well, absolutely. I think that, you know, getting together with the community is probably the most proactive thing you can do, other than possibly running for office locally, whether that be a city council member or a state senator, or if you're feeling up to it, perhaps your congressional seat. I mean, if we don't take this government back ourselves, you know, a government for and by the people, a government with checks and balances again in the three branches. I mean, you talk to the normal person, they don't even know what the three branches of government are. You know, three branches, what's that? I'm like, it's checks and balances. It's the judicial, the executive, and the legislator, and they're supposed to keep tabs on one another so that they can't get out of control. You know, I think that's why when you read these documents, those type of groups are, you know, like Campaign for Liberty. That's all they're doing, is trying to get people involved in their community and government again. And unless we do that, we're not going to take the country back.
I totally agree. I mean, that's why the last third of Give Me Liberty is a how-to. It's for citizens to take back that power, everything from how to run for office, as you mentioned, how to write op-eds. Ordinary people listening to this should be, you know, writing the op-eds themselves.
Well, let's get into that on the other side. Let's get into the solutions and your addendum, if you will, to the end of America, the Give Me Liberty, a handbook for American revolutionaries. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out, for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Yeah. final segment with Naomi Wolf, The End of America. And before you give out the website, you know, what else can we do? Obviously, there's a lot of people out there that are sending each other YouTube videos. You know, we're trying to make copies. We're trying to get involved as a community. What are some of the other smaller steps people can take right now?
Such a good question. If you, you don't buy Give Me Liberty, you can go to the library. But the last third, as I was saying earlier, are all the how-tos that I could put together. You can start a political movement. There's a how-to about that. You can write op-eds, as I mentioned. It's important to know how to leak to reporters if there's an issue in your community that you want to have in the media, in the debate. Don't be passive. I teach you how to speak to reporters on the record, off the record, and on background. You need to think of yourself as a pundit. I don't mean you personally, Jason. I know you've already made your, you know, media splash, but everyone listening, you know, don't leave it to the pundits in Washington to lead the debate. You have something to say, so you can learn how to speak on television, speak on the radio, talk to print reporters. There are summaries in Give Me Liberty. You can think about, well, the most powerful thing, Jason, that I was told from my source, who's a political consultant, is that we can become what I call what he calls democracy commando teams, meaning right now when you email your congressperson or call them, they really don't need to listen to you unless you vote in congressional elections and do certain other things. And so he teaches this technique that I specify in the book of getting together 20 or 30 of your friends, registering them to vote, and then calling the district office and saying, you know, certain things. I will help the congressperson by, you know, letting people know about him or her on Facebook, by, you know, getting people in my community to know about what he or she's doing, getting the vote out during the election. That apparently gives you more power than the lobbyists and special interests when you then go to that congressperson and say, this is what I want. This is what my group believes in. So that's really, really important. I had no idea. You know, they keep lists, and if you don't vote in congressional elections, you call them, they don't need to listen to you. You can think, oh, you can learn to fundraise, start your own nonprofit, start your own organizations. But the major shift really is psychological. The founders, and by that I mean the whole founding generation of ordinary people, you know, not just the famous people that we've heard about, Jefferson and Madison and so on, but absolutely ordinary people, men and women, you know, African-American slaves, farmers, small business people, they were the ones who had this vision of liberty. And the most profound thing we can do is this internal shift of recognizing that every single one of us is so important, every single one of us is so powerful, and every single one of us is supposed to be a leader in the fight to defend the Constitution and to understand what liberty means and pass it on.
And, you know, I find that that is the true key, is to find the great power within yourself and just have the will to actually do something. Quit asking, what can I do? How can I change this? Or just absorbing this information and kind of curling into a ball and saying, I can't make a difference. We can make a difference if we all join forces together and we try to bring this information to the general populace. Thank you so much for joining us for an hour. And I will post those three links over on your Facebook page right after this. The site's theendofamerica.com. I hope people check out the film. It's very eye-opening. Thanks again, Naomi. We'll be back after this with Rosalind Peterson.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633 Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Great hour with Naomi Wolf. You know, lover or hater, I really, really, I can't recommend The End of America enough. And for all you people out there with Netflix memberships, or if you're going to hit up your local Blockbuster, I totally suggest you get this, especially if you're trying to bring in a family member to this information and they really don't have any clue what you're talking about, or they're still calling you crazy. This is a great way to bridge the gap. And I know I'm kind of like frothing over it, but it's a really good movie. And I'm into documentaries. I really enjoyed The End of America. I felt like Ben Stein's movie this year. Expelled, something about intelligent design, but that was a really good one. I really enjoyed Bigger, Stronger, Faster. Of course, the Obama deception, but, you know, as far as docs go, this one's a really good one. Subject matter's really well done. I mean, it's just presented in a way that you can go, hey, you know, Pop, I know that we may not agree all the time on what's going on in the economy or who to vote for, but maybe we can sit down and watch this movie together. Oh, all right. You know, go get a six-pack of Corona and kick back for an hour. You know what I mean? And just watch their jaw drop. So we thank her for her time, and, you know, I just sent her those links, so I hope she looks at those documents, especially the Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment one, because there is a lot of wide-open language about Al-Qaeda-like things. We got Rosalind Peterson coming up. Hopefully we'll have her on the other side. We're going to be spending 90 minutes with her and taking your calls for about half that time. Really going to get down to the nitty-gritty of the chemtrail issue. I know she doesn't like to refer to them as chemtrails. She likes to go with the comtrail argument with separate pollutants and materials inside. So this should be just a blockbuster interview. Her website's californiaskywatch.com, I believe. And we're really, really looking forward to doing that as well. A couple other headlines that I didn't get to talk about in that first segment while we were waiting for Naomi to get on the phone. Let's see. Saudi court refuses to block marriage of girl 8 to older man. Now, you know, just so people don't think that, you know, I'm totally on the side of the Arabs, or, you know, the Middle East, I'm a traitor to my country. When I read things like this, I am completely and utterly disgusted. Basically, this guy, to get out of debt, you know, they all these arranged marriages over in the Middle East and throughout the world, there's dowries and, you know, I'll give you my daughter for this and that and this and that. But the Saudi courts, I guess, upheld the ruling that this guy could sell off his 8-year-old daughter to this other guy to pay off his debt, as long as the guy doesn't have sex with her until she reaches puberty. So you can literally sign a child over into slavery, servitude, to an older man, you know, for a debt in some countries. I thank God I live here. You know, as bad as it is here, at least that doesn't happen, right? At least mostly. I mean, at least not without a big stink. You know, I mean, 8-year-old girl, I mean, how evil do you have to be? What's the guy like who's like, yes, I will purchase the 8-year-old girl. She will be mine. I mean, what a sicko. Then there's this story. Pop star faces jail for allegedly infecting man with HIV. I guess this singer out of Germany who is HIV positive has had unprotected sex with these 3 separate guys. One of them has the virus. I don't know where I am on this one. Kind of on the fence. I feel like, you know, she has the right to do whatever she wants,
But at the same time, you know, these guys don't know. Should we try to go after her for manslaughter? I have no idea. You know, I'd actually like to get some people's take on that. We'll go over it in depth later on in the program. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
And we are joined by Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on your show this evening.
Well, not a problem. We had her on the Alex Jones Show last summer, and she made a big splash. And, you know, the topics that she covers are some of the hottest ever on this program. So why don't you give people a little bio about yourself and how you started the site CaliforniaSkyWatch.com.
I used to work for the United States Department of Agriculture, California Division, Farm Service Agency. And I worked for three county offices for a period of time and also became a certified agriculture crop loss adjuster, and I used to travel about 50,000 miles a year addressing crop losses in the state of California. And then I have also worked for the Mendocino County Probation Department, the Mendocino County Department of Agriculture, as a, in other words, I was looking at different types of pests, and I was an agricultural technologist, and traveled around the county here in Mendocino, California, where I live, addressing pest issues and other issues about agricultural crops like trees and apple trees, things like that. So that's what I did for a long period of time. So in 2002, I became interested in the phenomenon of persistent jet contrails, and I didn't know anything about them particularly, except that I remembered that I used to get irritated because our skies would turn into kind of a white haze. And then things got worse in 2002, so I decided that this wasn't normal. So I put up the California Skywatch website shortly after I started investigating to put findings and different information up. And since that time, I've spent a good deal of time looking at government atmospheric programs that are ongoing, and my concerns about the toxic chemicals that they use in those programs, my concerns about geoengineering schemes to put particles in the air or chemicals in order to reduce global warming. So there was a whole series of articles that I wrote for newswithviews.com summarizing my interest in these issues and also putting documents up online so that people could see which programs these were and take a look at the actual documents for themselves.
And then through these op-ed pieces that you'd write for News with Views, is that how you got on NBC News and then later into this Discovery Channel program?
It was those articles, and also a group of us had a demonstration in Los Angeles with regard to bringing attention to these jet contrails. And then it was accidental, actually, that NBC News in Burbank, California, actually someone called them and told them about me, and that's how they came to interview me twice on Toxic Skies for their program about experimental weather modification bills that Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison had introduced as legislation, where they where the plan is to modify your weather without your consent, or to mitigate your weather without your consent, oversight, or any prior public notification. And so it's like her bill, which she just introduced on March 16th of this year, U.S. Senate Bill 601, we're going to stand and fight off that bill again this year because there's no public oversight and there will be no public notification, but they will be allowed, the government agencies will be allowed to modify or mitigate your weather without public consent. So that's how I got involved with in that arena as well.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk some about some of these agencies and some of these programs that they have that are already on the books. I mean, what is out there publicly that's going on with our skies?
Well, publicly, NASA and the U.S. Air Force are doing atmospheric heating and testing programs, which means that they send up canisters either on the space shuttle or on rockets. And these canisters are loaded with chemicals like barium, aluminum, strontium, SF6, sulfur hexafluoride. There's a lot of toxic chemicals in this mix. And what they do is when they're superheated, they explode, and they conduct atmospheric and ionospheric experiments. But the problem is that those chemicals are starting to come down to Earth and show up in our drinking water supplies as spikes. And so these programs carried on in Alaska and across the United States. There's one program that uses trimethyl aluminum, which is highly toxic to marine life and aquatic life and water supplies. And that's conducted over the continental United States. And the University of Alaska is involved. Besides NASA and the Air Force, several universities are involved in these projects as well. But what happens is that no one tells the public, and it's not really reported widely in the press, that these experiments are going on and that the effect that they could have on this fragile cocoon that we live in that provides us life here on Earth. So that's one of my concerns. The other programs, right now, anyone can modify your weather without your consent. Any private individual, any corporation, any city, any state, any county, the military, NASA, a university, anyone. And they can modify your weather not only without your consent or notification, but they can modify your weather using any type of chemical, any method of dispersion that they want. There's a lot of weather modification companies that not only modify the weather in the United States, but around the world as well. So the weather we're seeing here in the United States is critically impacted by the number and scope of the programs within the United States. And the United States Department of Commerce lists about 60 of those ongoing programs that are growing each year in number and in scope and the number of square miles they can cover under one such program. And so this is having, I think, a profound effect in putting certain areas into flood conditions, other areas into drought conditions, because once they initiate a program like this, they can't always control the end result. And so you can have unintended consequences, too much rain, for example, so you get flooding. So the people of the United States are really not aware, because it's never discussed, that there are all of these weather modification programs ongoing that really change our climate. And my concern is not only the climate change, but that it disrupts agriculture crop production, because then you either have drought conditions or too much rain, which causes a lowering of crop production where these programs are being initiated. Even the Texas farmers in the Panhandle have objected for the last few years because weather modification has not allowed them to have the normal rainfall that they would normally get for the grass to grow, for their cattle to eat. And when these programs are initiated, they don't get enough rain, it gets too spread out, and so therefore their aquifers and the ground doesn't get enough rain to support the cattle, and it means they go out of business or they have to buy the feed from somewhere else, which is way too expensive.
And, you know, with these programs, where is their oversight? I mean, do they even say that there's any oversight over these programs? Or, I mean, are we just supposed to trust these organizations?
We're supposed to trust these organizations that they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And, for example, in California, there's over 30 weather modification programs ongoing right now, new ones being introduced each year. And a lot of times you're going to put more water or snow in one location, and you're going to put an agricultural area into complete drought. So it makes the farmers have to buy water if it's available, or it can make water shortages so we don't have enough water or snow in the snowpacks. So these can have very definite effects, and as your weather moves across the United States, you've got Idaho, you've got Wyoming, you've got Colorado, you've got all these states modifying the weather as you move east. And every time that you modify the weather somewhere, you have another effect. Mm-hmm. So increasing the snowpack in Wyoming puts Colorado into drought conditions and surrounding counties. So people don't see the connection because they don't even know that all these programs exist. And where you are in Texas, they have a Texas regulatory authority in Texas. They can't do any oversight over federal programs, but they do some oversight over state programs. And you have extensive weather modification, which puts some of the areas of Texas into drought conditions and other areas with too much rainfall. And I really think that that even though there's a regulatory body, that they pretty well let the private entities do what they want as far as putting water in one place and taking it away from some other place. So it's interesting.
Yeah, well, as you pointed out, I mean, most people don't even know that weather modification is going on. In fact, you walk up to the average person and say they're modifying the weather, and they call you a kook. We'll be back after this with Rosalind Peterson, CaliforniaSkywatch.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow. Made of pine, letter from the government sealed and signed, delivered federal express.
InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis, and in this short segment, I want to talk a little bit about the headlines this week that Obama may block the sun's rays using pollutants shot into the upper atmosphere. I mean, is this them just coming out and, you know, admitting to the chemtrail phenomenon?
It could be. Mm-hmm. Quite possibly could be. I think that what's been going on with the persistent jet contrails is that these haze and the man-made clouds produced by these jets, NASA states and the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change scientists state that this is exacerbating global warming. They change our climate, and they negatively impact natural resources. And you can read this on the NASA website quite easily just by going there and typing in man-made clouds. And so what happens is that there's been some talk for over 20 years in scientific circles. There's a group called geoengineers, which are talking about, on a planetary scale, modifying the atmosphere, in other words, but through the use of toxic chemicals or particulates. And it's come full circle because now they say, well, they're going to be stewards of the environment and they're going to save us from global warming. And how they're going to do that is to put up particulates or these chemicals. And what happens with them is that the idea is that they would cover the Earth and create a shield which would allow us to cool down. And so this is the theory behind it. And in 2006, a group of geoengineers met at NASA Ames and then had a public session at Stanford University. And at this public session, they really discussed intently that geoengineering had been kept out of the public light, the word even, and that they were ready to be the saviors of the Earth because when they were needed, they were going to jump in with all their schemes and plans to cool the Earth down. In other mm-hmm. words, it wasn't going to be necessary really for us to curb our pollution and our emissions. It was going to be that they were going to save us by putting up these various shields. Everything from reflective mirrors floating above us to reflect the sunlight back. There was cloud cover. There was putting up of sulfur and dust in the air by using ash. Carbon black was another one that was discussed at one point. But all of these chemicals are polluting, and they're going to degrade the quality of our life. But what these scientists didn't want to talk about is the fact that if you reduce the amount of sunlight reaching the Earth, flu viruses could become pandemic really easily because direct sunlight, in other words, stops the growth of the flu virus and molds and mildews, according to many scientists who talk about how to stop a pandemic of flu, for example. They say that the best disinfectant is direct sunlight.
Mm-hmm. And
the
plus,
other issue,
you know,
along
vitamin
that
D.
line, really quickly, is that if you put sulfur up, you're going to have acid rain as the sulfur comes down. So you have to keep putting particulates or chemicals up, which are going to cause disastrous consequences to air, water, and soil.
And then even on top of that, you know, people need vitamin D to live. You know, that's an essential vitamin that's provided by the sun. By blocking it, people are going to get less vitamin D. And there's been a ton of studies out there that, you know, depression thrives where there is no sunlight because you're not getting this vitamin. So, you know, I wonder how far they're going to take it. And, you know, do you think that they're going to keep this as a NASA program? Or do you think this is going to be expanded into, you know, some other organization, like maybe even Homeland Security? Who knows?
It's hard to know where they're going to expand it, but almost all the universities have professors that are in this field, and they're just waiting for the money to be able to start their pet projects. And we won't even know the synergistic effects of all those projects if each of these universities starts putting up shields and doing different things with their pet projects. So it could be a great calamity, and you won't know what they're all doing because they all will get funding and then they'll get permission from the government to do these various projects. So you would have military and university doing this.
On the other side, we're going to take your calls for Rosalind Peterson. It's 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the medias these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
All right, folks, we are back. CaliforniaSkywatch.com is the website. We're joined by Rosalind Peterson. Before we go to your calls, I just have a basic question. What is the difference between the traditional contrails that we've seen for years and years and years and what others would call chemtrails? I mean, what's the difference physically, scientifically? Is there a difference? You know, what do you think?
There's a great big difference, and one is that contrails historically would be very short, dissipate within just a few seconds, and most people wouldn't even notice them most of the time. And what changed is in the late 1980s, where contrails began to persist. Instead of disappearing, they would persist for hours. One contrail now, according to NASA, can persist for up to 20 hours, cover 4,000 square kilometers, and create man-made clouds, white haze. There's all kinds of things that have changed. And so somewhere in the late 1980s, instead of having our blue skies and lots of sunlight and then kind of normal weather patterns and clouds that were real, we started to have a big, huge change. And this change is very abnormal and has really impacted and changed our climate. So the difference is that now when we see especially military airplanes, the large ones out, we think it's almost a deliberate program because they'll loop around the horizon and work back and forth, crisscross patterns, and they'll cover the whole sky. Like here in Mendocino County, they can cover us over in man-made clouds and haze in about 3 hours at any one given time. And this never happened to us before. We would have normal weather fronts with regular clouds that would come through, rain out, and then go away. But we never had anything like this where the air was kind of smelled rancid. The sunlight is blocked for days on end so that direct sunlight doesn't reach the ground, and it impacts and reduces crop production. Because, see, anytime you put something in the sky that blocks direct sunlight, whether it's chemical, particulate, or man-made clouds, what you're doing is you're stopping direct sunlight from reaching plants and trees. And when you do that, the photosynthesis process, the sunlight which gives the plants energy to grow and produce crops, is substantially reduced. Solar power panels don't work as well. And the power, for example, in Shasta County here in California, on solar panels has been reduced by 30 to 60% anytime you have man-made clouds over us. So the process here is really changing the ability of solar power to be effective as well. And if the geoengineers want to, and the Obama administration want to put up man-made clouds, or they want to put up particulates or chemicals, what they're going to do is they're going to almost nullify the effectiveness of solar power in the United States or solar-powered cars, and they're going to reduce crop production because you won't have direct sunlight.
Now, I have another question. Is there a difference in, say, the barium content of a traditional contrail and what we're seeing now? Is there a way to measure that? I mean, are there more toxins and heavy metals in these man-made clouds?
I can't tell you that for sure because I don't know. Mm-hmm. The problem is that barium and aluminum is used in many atmospheric programs. Mm-hmm. And Professor Gregory Benford of Irvine University has talked about mixing a little bit of aluminum and barium to make fluffy white clouds, and he refers to it as putting them where we want them to do what we want. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure exactly how this process works because no one wants to really talk about it or admit that it's going on or happening.
Mm-hmm. All this information, by the way, listeners, is over at CaliforniaSkywatch.com, and it is very well categorized. I mean, this is the end-all, be-all site on comtrails, chemtrails, whatever you want to call them. And she has done just some of the best research out there. That's why we have her on right now. We're going to go to your calls. Let's go to Freeburger in Virginia. You're on the line. Yes. Once. Twice. Yes, sir. Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to call and say, man, you and Alex are a great info tag team.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to bring up, there's this market analyst on the Internet. He's got a website called EnterpriseCorruption.com, and he predicts busts and boom cycles. Anyway, his page is usually kind of bare, but it's got a ton of info about coming events. There's supposedly like a some type of disease control convention in Canada, like May.
You're talking about a CDC convention?
Yeah, but it's like in Canada, and who knows what they're going to be talking about there. And
Well, dude, send me the info over at MySpace. Maybe we'll cover it in the last half an hour. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Tony in Illinois. Tony, you're on the line.
Hey, greetings, comrade.
Greetings.
How's it going this evening?
It's going well.
Congratulations on the new show. We talked before when you were subbing for Alex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good. You got the contrails discussion going right now out in Missouri, where I grew up, down and around about 100 miles south of St. Louis. We've had contrails since the early 80s, and I remember once as a kid they talked about those cloud seeding out in China back, it was like 82, 83, somewhere in there, and mm-hmm. again during the Olympics here recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get people to believe this because, of course, you know the Matrix, right, Jason?
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, it's so unbelievable, you know. It's unbelievable that they'll just, they're openly admitting to going to release aluminum into the air, and even the most burned out pothead won't smoke weed out of a bowl made of aluminum, but they're going to let us breathe it out their planes, you know. I mean...
Well, let me just get her take on what do you do with somebody who doesn't want to look at this information, that refuses to even look up to the skies and admit there's something going on at all, Rosalind? I mean, how do you deal with that?
Well, some people are very difficult to convince, but what I do is, let me give you one example.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas, you have the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, and it's in Austin, Texas. And the Texas has a Weather Modification Advisory Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to their website and you look at their March 6, 2008 meeting in Austin, and they have meetings every few months, but the March 6 meeting, which is archived and available for listening online, your own Texas, the people in the panhandle of Texas come out and they tell you the problems that they're having with these weather modification programs. And when you, after you get done listening to that, about 45 minutes or so of that program, you get a great idea of the problems that these weather modification programs cause. And so, a lot of states have, in other words, these programs, and one thing is you can get, a listing of them from the United States Department of Commerce as well. But, it's real. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas has, U.S. Senate Bill 601. Anybody can download it at govtrack.us or any U.S. Senate website where they keep these all their bills and things. You can download it and it's not very long. You can download it and take a look at the bill for yourself, and you'll see that there's no public oversight. You'll see that there's no, in other words, protection for the public, protection for our cropland or agriculture. In other words, if someone wants to modify the weather, well, then they can just go ahead and do it, and they don't even have to warn the public. So I try to get them to look at the legislation and the studies and go to a place like the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation and put in weather modification, and it's right there.
Yeah, I always find that when I send somebody to a .gov or a .mil site, or I pick a PDF file off of one of those sites, it's a lot more convincing. I thank you for the call, Tony. Let's jump to Zach in New York. Zach, you're on the line.
Hey, nice to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to ask your guest, what is the, why do you honestly believe what NASA is telling you, or your, you know, information from them as to why they're doing this?
Because they have all kinds of different studies that they have conducted in this area. And one of the things is that you can say, well, we have to distrust the government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, NASA, I don't believe everything they tell me, because NASA goes back and says, well, we've had persistent contrails since 1919. And I go back and I look, in 1919, no one had a jet engine. And they didn't have the capability to fly at 30,000 feet at nearly the speeds we go now with jet engines. So when NASA goes in and they give some historical data and they say everything is normal and we've always had persistent jet contrails back before the time we even had jet engines, which really wasn't until they only had a few in World War II, and it wasn't until after World War II that the United States even had any that were experimental to start playing with. So what happens is that when people start talking, mixing, in other words, smoke obscurants, for example, where they put smokes in World War One and World War Two to obscure the skies, well, smoke obscurants and these smoke bombs are considered contrails as well. So the definition is quite sticky, but we have to go back and look at more recent history and say, look, we haven't been seeing these, in other words, this persistence until around the 1980s, mid-1980s, late 1980s.
So would that be like
to go back into history, which NASA does and says it's always been there, the definition of contrails was quite different, and also we didn't have those capabilities with early prop engines in 1919.
So I guess what you're saying is you do take everything they say with a grain of salt, but you do try to point to their own documents to try to, you know, bring awareness to this subject matter.
That's true. And then what I do is I look at other university studies. Mm-hmm. So it's not just NASA. I look at other studies, and I look at other and other scientific organizations. And when they all begin to talk about the same thing, and their studies begin to be reproduced and peer-reviewed, you begin to have a trail of that this is what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to use that information. Otherwise, you're out speculating on belief systems, which doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Zach?
Well, you know, that's what I wanted to, you know, I just hate to, I'm not trying to argue, I'm just saying that what I have experienced here locally, mm-hmm. upstate New York, you know, this, in the morning it's like a powder blue sky, it's not a deep blue, but mm-hmm. it's powder blue, then it becomes gradually hazy and white
mm-hmm.
every day, and then, you know, when I go to work and I take lunch and then I see the, these terrific lines, I mean, miles long, and they start to billow, you know.
But and often they use more than one plane. It's usually teams of three or four.
Oh,
you
no
know?
Kidding. No, but it's different. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm aware of this, and I'm seeing it. Sometimes it's a grid. Sometimes it's spaced out apparently miles, and you only see, like, one terrific line. And then mm-hmm. You go into the other part of the sky, and there's another line, and there's really no, you really can't pick a pattern, but I mean, it's billowing and it's...
All I can say is that this woman does the most extensive research on the subject matter, and she categorizes it like no other, and she doesn't leave anything to speculation at all. So,
right.
You know, I commend her for that kind of work, and someone has to do it. I thank you for the call. Go ahead, Rosa.
Can I make one more call to this guest?
Sure.
Or one more reply to this guest?
Sure, sure.
On my website, CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, is the Bonfire Coalition. And that's a group from upstate New York who's actually working on this. And I would, if you live in upstate New York, I would contact the Bonfire Coalition, and there's a link on my website to them, because they are working very hard to try to get this stopped. And also, New York Skywatch has some great videos of what's happening right over New York City. And I recommend that you take a look at those videos of what they're seeing in New York. It's quite incredible, the newest videos that are online at that site.
I appreciate that.
All right, thank
you
so much, Zach. And, yeah, I'm an upstate New York guy, too, and I can really relate to what he's saying. And it really has picked up in the past couple of years. You know, I can remember going out to get fast food with my roommates at the time, who, you know, I make documentary films with, you know, made Loose Change with, and they're like, oh, Burmese, you're a conspiracy theorist with all these, with this chemtrail talk. And then I point up to the sky and I'm like, well, what's that right there? And then they're like, you know, oh my God, this is real. And then we went home and we filmed a team of three different planes putting clouds in the sky, and that shut them up pretty quick. But it didn't seem to get them to really want to look into the information as thoroughly as you do to seek out explanations. And the fact that this is a NASA program, how far does this NASA program, I mean, they say 1919, obviously this program didn't start then. Well, when did they publicly start this program?
NASA started really discussing persistent contrails probably, and contrails in general, somewhere around 1975.
Mm-hmm.
And by the late 1980s, the people all over the United States were seeing it. So NASA comes out with a schools program for kindergarten through 12th grade, and it went into a lot of grammar schools, kindergartens, and high schools, starting in the late 1980s, to teach children that persistent jet contrails were normal. They had countathons, and they involved the science teachers into these programs about children counting these contrails, because NASA said, well, they're going to help us scientifically because we can't see these contrails with our satellites, and we can't see them from the ground, so we're going to have children count them, and this is going to help our program. Well, I think more than help the program, NASA started to figure out a way to make a whole generation of children grow up believing that the skies always had these persistent contrails and that they were normal, made up of water vapor and ice crystals, neglecting to tell children that these contrails were loaded with toxic jet fuel emissions. They neglected to tell children that this was a newer phenomenon and not something that was here since 1919, which they teach in their materials, which is available online. Anyone can look at it. So what happened is that on one side, I think that they knew that these contrails were persisting and really abnormal and a new phenomenon. On the other side, I think that they knew that they wanted to not have the public object to it. Mm-hmm. So they go into this campaign mode.
And try to indoctrinate the children. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, CaliforniaSkywatch.com.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Ooh, Lord, in my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, in my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, in my trouble so hard.
We're back here at the Info Warrior, slashing through the lies and disinformation. That's right, live, 9 to midnight Central Time over at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. Five nights a week. We're jumping through your calls. Let's go to Zeus in Tennessee. Zeus, you're on the line.
Greetings, Rosalind and Jason and fellow InfoWarriors. I got a couple of questions for Rosalind, but first I just wanted to note something about the National Guard helicopters hunting marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned it was just in Utah, but actually that's
Utah and Nevada
nationwide.
Is what I said, but it might be. Right. Is it going to be nationwide for real?
It's been nationwide since about 1989. Congress authorized the National Guard to conduct drug surveillance operations in a.
Are you just telling me that this was like legislation that's been around and now they're just announcing it? Kind of that
no,
deal.
No, I mean I've physically seen the helicopters flying over my house. You can Google National Guard Counter Drug Task Force. Mm-hmm. There's one for every state.
Okay.
They use the OH-58 Kiowa helicopter. They got thermal imaging. They can see inside your house. Long range cameras.
All right, man. I'll definitely check it out.
Support. But a couple questions about chemtrails. What are the documented chemicals that are being used right now and the predominant method of release, is that via jet fuel and commercial airliners, or?
I can't answer that question for you. I wish I could.
Mm-hmm.
I have been looking at this for a long time, and other than the jet fuel itself, which changed in the late 1980s, military jet fuel changed from JP-4 to JP-8. There's lots of additives, and there's some reports that the additives can produce obscurants. Mm-hmm. In other words, the military Pentagon reports and abstracts report that, but they don't say exactly what it contains. They just note that it can be used for some obscuration events. So it's very hard to determine what they're using. The other issue is that there's a myriad of atmospheric programs ongoing that use aluminum and barium, strontium, and a lot of the other chemicals that are showing up in our drinking water supplies here in California and in other states that are causing us great concern. But we don't know by the mechanism or which jets would be releasing what or what combinations they may be mixing together. We have no idea. There's a lot of speculation, and everyone wants me to say, well, you know, what is it? And I don't know, because there's too many other programs that are ongoing atmospherically that are also using similar chemicals. Even the U.S. Navy program, recently I read their environmental impact statement for a warfare expansion program in the Pacific Ocean. And when I read it, I saw that entire list of suspect chemicals as being used in part of the Navy warfare expansion program and in some of their testing that's ongoing now. So I have concerns that a lot of chemicals can be mixed in the air and hitting us, and it's hard to find a direct source or connection. So I can't answer that question for you. I'm sorry.
Anything else, Zeus?
No, but thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you. Let's jump to Ken in New York. Ken, you're on the line.
Yes, Jason and Rosalind.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Ken? Just hold over. We'll hold you over to the next segment. We got Rosalind for another 30 minutes. I also want to get into, you know, I had a caller earlier in the week try to claim that, you know, the difference between the chemtrails and the contrails was just the height that these planes were at, and it was the atmospheric conditions that were causing them to stay in the air. I want to know if that's a possibility. On the other side with Rosalind Peterson, CaliforniaSkywatch.com, Infowars.com, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line till you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die.
All right, folks, we're back. We're going to go to Ken, Scott, Steven, and others. But first, I kind of want to get that response. You know, I had this guy call in to my show last week telling me that chemtrails weren't real and that the only difference between a traditional chemtrail and what's going on in the skies now is the height at which they're being put up and the atmospheric conditions. Could that be a possibility, Rosalind?
It can be a possibility because chemtrails are produced. You have contrails who, in other words, release this water vapor, which is actually a greenhouse gas, and it's one of the things that aggravates global warming. However, I'm clearly of a mind that we're seeing flights over San Francisco and other areas that are flying much lower, that San Francisco, Marin County, many areas where the jet flights are couldn't possibly be as high at 30,000 feet, that they're considerably lower. And we're seeing the persistency even from lower flying jets. So I think that they can produce this phenomenon at lower altitudes, this persistency, because a lot of times in the summertime here, I even took a small plane up, and what happened in Ukiah was that the jets had come through and flown very low over Ukiah, and there was no storm system. As this was in Ukiah, the temperature was about 90 degrees. And when we flew up, it was really interesting because we flew into the clouds made by those jets. And it was like dry, it was cloud-like, but it was almost like a dry powder that we were flying through. And we had the windows open, and we could just fly through. So you would see this stuff dropping down, and then we would just fly right through it. So I think that there's something else going on here because we have what we call here dry fog, where when you go out, instead of the fog making, it looks like fog, but instead of it making a, in other words, covering your windshield in a mist that's wet, almost like rain, it'll be a dry powder, but it will have the same properties as fog. So we really feel that there's something else going on and that they're releasing something else that is creating almost a look-alike phenomenon to real fog. And these man-made clouds are quite different in composition than the real ones that we see less frequently now.
All right, Ken, you're up.
Yes, thank you, Jason. You know, this concern about the manipulation of weather, you know, this always concerned me. But, you know, I've been living here in Prattsburg, New York, for 2 years now. And I've been a lot of friends with the farmers and everything. And this strikes me because this past weekend we took a ride around and inspected, you know, the marshlands and wetlands. It's mostly wetlands around here. I've had a couple people question me about low flying aircraft, which we've observed mostly at night, flying from northeast to southeast on routine flights. We thought, you know, nothing of it. We observed a C-130 with dual tanks dual fuel tanks fly the other day. But I guess my biggest question after observing the wildlife around here is that, what Rosalind would comment on would be to look for an increase of insects or because we've seen already.
Well, you know, what can we look at in the animal kingdom and the ecosphere to detect this type of thing? Is that what your question is, Ken? We'll hold Ken over and try to clear it up on the other side. We got Rosalind Peterson, another 25 minutes at the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what it's costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arm.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made gets switchblades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold Senate with Sash Diffoy. Baton. The rebel arms form and form like Voltron. Slash your old beast, you heard Mark of the East. Running through Copland screaming, fuck the police. Hormones in the water, they acting out of order like a pack of rabid wolves. They lambs for the slaughter. Crush your mandible, rip the drums like animal. Eat them seeds, they my own kind, I'm a cannibal. My regiment salute me, haters wanna shoot me. Kool-Aid in their veins, they lawyers trying to shoot me. You sell crack and rap, did a skid bit, multiple baby mamas.
Take care of your kids. All right, we're back. And I think the question that the caller is posing is, are there noticeable changes in the livestock or the eco-life surrounding these types of spraying. Is that correct, Ken? Something like that?
That's correct. What I was mentioning is that we went out this past weekend, a couple of buddies of mine, and these guys are, they've been here all their lives, okay? And they were just showing me around. And what I discovered here was that this is mostly wetland. And I never knew that. And then we calculated that, and we're observant. We're, a lot of us are vets, we see these aircraft flying over, and we call each other and say, hey, can you see that flying over? Well, the other day we saw a C-130 flying over with twin extra fuel tanks on it.
All right, let me get the answer. Thanks for the call, Ken. Is there a noticeable change in the eco life in places they're spraying?
I think that there is. And one of the things we're noticing is we're noticing frog losses. We're noticing a decline in bee populations, which could be related because when you put us under cloud cover, bees navigate by direct sunlight to get home and to get to plants and crops. Because they need, that's part of their navigation system. So we could be disrupting the bees, and that's why the bees are declining. The bats back east are in decline from a fungus, which if you're taking away the direct sunlight, which acts as a disinfectant, this could be one of the causes. And no one is looking at the global dimming that's going on because of these jet contrails, no one, and persisting, and the man-made clouds. No one is looking at the increases here in California where I live in molds, mildews, fungus that we never saw here ever before. And these clouds can increase the humidity so that you're getting a moister, you're living in a moist world in a lot of areas. We have humidity here sometimes where I live, which reads like living in one of the southern states. And it's very odd because we've never had that kind of humidity here. And when the jets cover us over, the humidity definitely goes up. So, and I think that that's another reason that we're warming is because we're putting more man-made cloud cover up. And I think that the lack of vitamin D has causing rickets in children to be epidemic in certain areas, according to the University of California at Berkeley, Kaiser Permanente, which is a healthcare system, the CDC have all talked about increases in other words, not only rickets in children, not seen since the time that children worked in coal mines. So there's a definite lack of vitamin D. Could be causes for fractures in older women. Now that's being discussed. It could be causes for breast cancer related defects in children, where pregnant women don't get enough vitamin D when they're pregnant. So, and they're even talking about people having a lack of vitamin D now. Well, if you don't have direct sunlight, you don't get the vitamin D. It can have an impact on animals as well as humans. And the lack of photosynthesis can, in other words, we're not going to pick up vitamin D in some of the things we eat just because there's not enough direct sunlight reaching the earth.
All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Scott in California. Scott, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Hi, Roslyn. This is Scott in California, in the high desert of California. I'm the guy that's the A&P mechanic, but I don't work with the jet engines, but I work for a major aerospace firm. Roslyn, I called you a few weeks ago. I talked to you on the phone. You were really nice to me, but you didn't call me back or email me back. anyway, I was the one that proposed talking about what's known as a high bypass turbofan jet engine. Have you heard of those, Roslyn?
Not until you directly talked to me about it that day, no.
Okay. Well, the majority of modern jet airliners in the commercial field, not the military type, are these high bypass ratio turbofan engines. And they have a bypass ratio, which means that the jet engine is deep down inside of it, and the bigger fan on the outside is what pulls the jet transportation liner along at high altitude. Well, they do two wonderful things, and all the jet engine companies, Rolls-Royce, General Electric, Pratt & Whitney, goes on and on, Garrett Turbine Engine Company, that they've all designed these things for two different reasons, and that is to control the noise around airports, because the outer bigger fan blade, the big blade in front that is not a part of the turbojet engine, will reduce the noise of the jet engine on the inside. It also, because you are a transport plane and you don't have to be like a jet fighter and fly really fast, at altitude, the gearbox and the clutch that runs the bigger fan produces a cruise speed. But the disturbance that they do at high altitude is far more than like a 707. So therefore, if the dew point trip layer, the humidity, I know I'm not saying that quite correctly, but if the atmospheric conditions allow it, whether you see high cirrus clouds or there's just enough humidity in the high atmosphere, you're going to see an influx of bigger condensation clouds or contrails, which has been around since B-17 bombers went over to Europe to bomb Germany. Okay, they had to worry about contrails.
I guess my question for you, though, then, Scott, you know, because we did kind of address this with her. You were on the line. You know, I brought you up for sure. Is that why? Well, yeah, well, we talked about how, you know, it was an upper atmosphere thing and the jet engines, you know, and there was no difference between contrails and what we're calling chemtrails. If that is the case, then why do you sometimes see these teams of three or four planes spraying the skies and then, you know, you have this cloud-like atmosphere if it's just because of the type of engines?
Well, that's pretty easy, Jason. You know that air traffic controllers have to run airplanes at different levels so they don't bump into each other. Even if they're flying along the same flight path, they'll be like a half mile distance apart up and down, okay? So they're going to be on a different flight vector, okay?
So you're saying that they're not on a specific mission to spray. They're just in waiting.
No.
They're in limbo.
No.
All right, hold on. I'm going to let you talk, but I want to get Rosalind's response to that. Sure, sure. Go ahead, Rosalind.
Well, that sounds fine, but there is then this raises there's three or four questions that I have.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we have jets leaving black contrails
in
California.
Hold on, you'll get a chance, Scott.
Jets leaving black contrails, and also when the jets, you have certain types of formations that form after a jet goes by. And so what you get is you get 17 or 18 different types of phenomenon. Some of the contrails dissipate relatively quickly and leave a white haze that can stick around for a long time. Some of the jets leave different types of persisting contrails. And I put up on my website a poster showing all these different types of contrails that are produced. And it looks to me like when a jet lays out a certain type of trail, we get a certain phenomenon that will persist for a period of time and then dissipate. We get some that turn into white haze, and we get some that turn into these huge plumes. We get the black contrails. We get a phenomenon where these contrails turn into brown clouds. And they'll turn into different types of cloud formation, sometimes high cirrus. Sometimes we actually get different types of cloud formation, which are highly unusual. So we have all these different phenomena, which can't all be explained away just because it's all the same thing going on, because you wouldn't see this different phenomenon. And we get colored clouds at times, which are not, can't be ice crystals, because you can see it's like aurora formations.
Mm-hmm.
That appear during certain types of chemical spraying, and I'm going to go out on a limb here a little bit, but what happens is these aurora-type formations are done when certain types of jets fly here and leave certain types of cloud formations, and then you will see these auroras. And it's very consistent that a certain type of cloud is left, and then a certain type of aurora, moving aurora of various beautiful colors will appear. So we think that there's different programs going on with these. It's not all the same thing.
It's not a paint at everything with one brush type of a deal. Scott, your rebuttal?
Well, my rebuttal is, Rosalind, you've just described 20 different types of man-made contrails, and there's 20 to 25 different kinds of atmospheric conditions that you can combine to make the look of all kinds of beautiful things that are made by nature. And then you add the man-made contrail through that, and you're going to get just as many man-made, beautiful, ugly things to look at. So,
all right, well, Scott, let me say, let's just assume that you're right. What do you think these geoengineering programs are? I mean, they are coming out.
Something there, and I commend your research into that. But
okay.
All right.
Well, just check out the website. You know, we try to have an open dialogue here, lest we be accused of all voices not being heard. I thank you for the call, Scott. We got to jump to Stephen, Dimitri, Mark, and more on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrismPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 14, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $888.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $914.84, $457.42 for a half ounce, or $228.71 for the quarter ounce. That's $914.84, $457.42, and $228.71.
On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now thank God for the media.
segment with Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.com. And, you know, that was the caller I was talking about earlier. And I just feel like there's not going to be much to convince that guy. I mean, I find it very hard to believe that the teams of three or four planes that I've seen spraying the skies are just waiting to land. I mean, you know, for instance, I've traveled across the country by car a few times now from California to New York. And I remember being in Oklahoma and, you know, just driving through that state and just watching, you know, four separate planes spraying the area. And there was, it was obvious they weren't waiting to land. It was obvious that they had some kind of a mission to put these things into the sky.
Oh, I can completely. I've seen 20 trails, you know, just lined up one behind the other. And jets flying in very close tandems, doing loops around the horizon over and over and over again, just covering the sky. But I also think that what most people don't understand is, like, MIT professor Emmanuel has talked about having jets on the West Coast leave carbon black trails, which would create perturbances or disturbances in the atmosphere from the heat generated from the carbon black, which would start weather fronts moving across the United States to try and deflect hurricanes off the coast on the east side of the country. Mm-hmm. And this has been talked about quite a bit, and we see these black contrails here. In addition, it's very strange that we have hours and hours of tape showing one side of a jet leaving one type of plume, and the other side of the jet, same jet, leaving a different type of plume. So you could have a plume that was dissipating quickly on one side, trailing behind the jet, and a totally different type of plume on the other side, that turns into a different kind of formation. And, when we had a meeting of the Climate Committee here, of the EPA in California, Professor Rosenfeld came from Australia, and he talked about the fact that most of the clouds we see today are man-made. They're not normal clouds. And that struck me when he said that back in 2003. That was quite a surprising statement to me. Mm-hmm. So, because I was early in my research at that time. But that's what we have been hearing and seeing from some of the research and some of the studies.
All right, let's go to one final caller. Remember, the website is CaliforniaSkywatch.com, and it really, you know, lays it all out. It's the best site on chemtrail, comtrail phenomenon. Let's go to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, you're on the line.
Yeah, good evening, Jason, and thank you, Rosalind, for being on. I appreciate all the work that you've done. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking with everything you folks have been discussing tonight, and, Jason, I wanted to tie in what I'm going to say with last night's show. Mm-hmm. Where you spoke with Len Horowitz. You know, based on our research you and Alex have done, we know that the end game of everything the globalists are doing is eugenics, to kill the population as part of their God trip, because they get a kick out of this. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, tying this into, you were talking about the chemtrails. You mentioned NASA. Well, just on a whim, I thought back, Alex in the past has interviewed the gentleman who has a website, and I encourage everybody to go to this, including the last guy that was on debating this, called moonmovie.com, mm-hmm. where he proves that this is one of the biggest hoaxes that's ever been foisted on America, the moon landing. Now, this is NASA that's behind this, tied in with the NSA and all the monitoring of us, and I believe, based on the evidence, what NASA has really been doing, sending these satellites up, et cetera, is to spy on us, but also, on his site, he's got NASA TV on moonmovie.com. And they have a whole pitch there off of NASA TV for one of the other biggest hoaxes that now what you're talking about, and this all ties together, NASA's also hooked in with, which is global warming, which we know is a total fraud. And he says on this NASA TV.
Well, hold on, Steve. Okay. We only got one minute left. I want to get her closing thoughts on, you know, NASA and their global warming stance. Basically, you know, why is it that NASA is the one with these programs that are supposedly hindering or stopping global warming? When did that start? When did NASA come into the global warming business, Rosalind?
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I don't have any concrete date, you know, like on day one and this year they started. But they did get into discussions at some point. And they have been, NASA Ames actually has been looking into this, into and the Air Force has been looking into, in other words, this global warming type thing. But then they don't tell you, and they don't come out and give press releases that their studies are finding that the jets are exacerbating.
Thank you so much for joining us for 90 minutes.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Men standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the widow, bishop tells the king his lies. Maybe you're a mourner, maybe you deserve to die. They were crying when their sons left. God.
Jam-packed show, huh? Naomi Wolf for an hour, Rosalind Peterson for a full 90 minutes, and now 30 minutes with me. I want to remind people, I will be down in San Antonio over by the, I guess it's at the Ritz Alamo, for this End the Fed deal early in the afternoon. I've obviously got to get back some time to do this show. But I will also be giving out copies of Loose Change Final Cut. I'm going to be printing up a bunch of the civilian inmate labor program documents and really just getting out to the people and telling them why Glenn Beck is the shill that he is. We're still on the line with Stephen in Texas. And before you continue, you know, I, you know, for a long time have gone over a lot of these NASA documentaries. We dropped Stephen. Oh, I'm sorry, Stephen. You know, you're more than welcome to call back tomorrow, one of our better callers. And not only the moon movie out there, you know, a funny thing happened on the way to the moon. There's a lot of really good documentaries on, you know, the moon, regardless of what you believe. And one of them, you know, I've watched all this obscure stuff. There's like this 2.5 hour one where the guy goes down to the Van Buren Space Museum and he was supposed to be granted access to the actual LEM where a lot of these astronauts were, you know, supposedly used to go to the moon, and they wouldn't let him inside the LEM. They let him get up on a ladder and kind of like take film from the inside. It's some interesting stuff. I do encourage people to go check it out and make up their own minds. All right, we're going to continue going right through your calls. We got Dimitri, Mark, Alfred, and Michael on the line. The call line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Dimitri in New Jersey. Dimitri, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I have a couple of comments regarding the weather modification you guys were talking about. Since we're told that the climate change is man-made and caused by carbon emissions, why would the government then work on a geoengineering project that sprays solid particles in the atmosphere that blocks the sun rays? I mean, by them doing this, are they actually secretly admitting that the sun is the cause of the climate change and not the carbon emissions that we're all led to believe?
I'm with you 110% on that one. You would think that, you know, and another thing that they say is, you know, if they're shooting carbon particles into the air and it starts to heat up, like Rosalind said, it shows that, you know, the heat comes after the carbon, or the heat comes before the carbon particles. I mean, I encourage people to go check out the Great Global Warming Swindle. It really breaks down the fraud of global warming better than anything else. And just the fact that they're saying that they're going to shoot pollutants into the upper atmosphere to block the sun's rays should set off alarm bells around the world. The sun is necessary for us to live. Like Rosalind was talking about, vitamin D is so important to humanity. I mean, it's literally a vital, vital, vital vitamin that you need to really keep your sanity and keep upbeat. Go ahead.
I think also these chemtrails can be a way for the oil cartel to monopolize the energy sector by still keeping us dependent on oil, since solar power will be useless if there is no sunlight that's reaching us, pretty much.
Another great point, you know, it's another point that she makes there, is when they shoot these things in, that solar panels are 30 to 60% less effective. And you would think that, you know, with all this going green and all this new technology we're bringing in, you would want to harness the sun for its solar power. Doesn't seem to be in their objective.
Jason, do you have any updates regarding the live chat or the IM feature that you guys are implementing on the InfoWarrior?
I'm looking at it, and the thing is that we've got a Yahoo Messenger going on this computer, so I would have to put AIM on this Acer. You know what? People get at me on MySpace. Tell me what you want me to do. Do you want me to use AIM? Do you want me to use Trillion? It's probably going to be an AIM box, and we're going to see how it goes. We're going to beta test it next week. You know, I'm thinking maybe we're going to make it Fabled Messenger or something like that. Maybe it'll be the Info Warrior or, you know, whatever name we can come up with. We'll beta test it next week, and we'll see if we are going to just give it to a couple of the board ops out there, and they're going to send me stuff in here, and we'll see how big it is. We'll see if it's manageable, but we are going to do it. It's something I talked to Alex about this week, and it does look like it'll be a feature for my show. I can't guarantee on his. I thank you for the call, my man. Let's jump to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, good evening, Jason. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Good.
Jason, you know, I tuned in a little late. I don't think I'm going over anything that you covered in the first place, but I may. Excuse me. I did want to make a quick comment on the way just to quickly describe to you my own sighting about 3 months ago, what I saw here. You know, these people that may say the chemtrails and say they're contrails and such like this, mm-hmm. It's really common sense if they look at the photographic record over recent years of these different patterns that have been laid out in the sky, which are totally contradictory to any kind of air traffic that's traveling from point A to point B. These planes go back and forth. They've made typically tic-tac-toe patterns.
Mm-hmm.
They've also made large X's. That's pretty regular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously they're not contrails here.
I feel like those people are doing some sort of mental gymnastics to try to, you know, justify what's they're seeing with their own eyes, and they don't want it to have a negative connotation. But I could be wrong. Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong on this one. I don't think I am. Like you said, I find it hard to believe that these things are just in holding patterns waiting to go when they're putting up crosshatch patterns, you know, like you said, X's, all this stuff in the sky, and then the sky goes completely gray. You know, it's hard for me to believe that that is just accidental. Continue.
Yeah, it's really an illogical denial, just from the physical evidence here. But Jason, back about 3 months ago exactly now, it was about 4 days on a Thursday before Tuesday's inauguration of President Obama here.
Mm-hmm.
I live on the central coast of Oregon, and I live right down on a lake, and my living room windows face directly east. And I've been living at this location now about 7 years. And for at least the last 5 years and a little bit more, you know, I daily, whenever they're out, which has probably been at least 40 to 50% of the time, because they do not spray when you have cloud cover. When you have rainy days or any kind of impediment in the sky, it's always on a clear day. So I get a really good view of them. They come down from Portland, from the north, and Portland's about 100 yards north or 100 miles north of me. And then they continue on over the tree line anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 feet, which is very low. And they continue on right over to Eugene, because I know where Eugene is the crow flies from here, and I can see that from where I sit here in the living room also. And on that day, you know, about 4 days before the inauguration, they laid out what are called bag trails. And I was wondering if you've ever heard of bag trails, because they were very interesting. I had heard a caller call Alex's show about 6 weeks ago, about a month and a half after I saw the bag trails.
Is this what they're doing, like, out in Russia? Because I remember that they were using cement, basically, to seed clouds out in Russia. And one of the cement bags didn't get dispersed properly, and it got let go, and it went through somebody's roof, so it made local news. Is that the type? Are those the bag trails?
Yeah, what happens is, Jason, what I saw is the same thing that Alex was aware of it when the caller called his show about 6 weeks ago and described what he saw. And Alex was the first and only person I've heard even describe them as bag trails. He used those words, and he says that's the one where they lay out the bag trail, and then they fly underneath again, or an accompanying plane up there will fly and lay out a straight trail underneath it. The bag trail drops in. It looks like a carousel fringe. It comes down, and it forms kind of a little ball and a stream, and then it drops into the trail that they're laying underneath that. So it looks like they may be combining two different ingredients of two different ingredient trails here.
Or possibly two separate technologies for their geoengineering. That's a great point. Mark, I got to let you go. I got to jump to the next caller. You got
it,
brother. Let's go to Alfred in Texas. Alfred, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good, man.
I'm here in San Antonio, and yesterday, I know the last caller said that he only sees the chemtrails on days that it's cloudy, but
or clear, but yeah, no, I've seen it on semi-clear days, semi-cloudy days as well. I mean, a lot of times you'll see some real clouds in the air, and then all of a sudden you'll see a couple straight lines shooting through it, and you know that there's some real clouds there, but at the same time, it looks like they're doing these straight lines throughout. I will say this, I do see them a lot more often when it is a clear day. However, I have seen them on semi-cloudy days, but rarely on overcast days. I would agree with them there. Go ahead.
Like yesterday here in San Antonio, it was like a really perfectly blue sky, which, like, I know Alex lives in Austin, as do you, and he said it's seldom that happens or not at all over there. And it was all blue skies yesterday, no chemtrails, but today it was like slightly cloudy, and they were definitely spraying. And I happen to see every once in a while here in town, I see the two or three planes doing it, but a lot of times I feel like I see it's just one plane, and he's doing a bunch of crazy stuff. Like, he goes one way, and then he's going another way, and it's like one plane makes like six trails.
Well, it's hard for me to believe that it's just a plane in a holding pattern with a separate engine that's creating
that one guy. Like, I see one plane doing like six different trails that come out to a cross pattern. Like, that one plane, he's up to something. Like, he's on a mission.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that, Alfred. I find it hard to believe.
And also,
one
more thing. Since I'm here in San Antonio, I was going to try and get to that thing tomorrow. I was just wondering, like, if you could, say a little more about that one more time.
Sure. I think it's over, the Alamo Ritz Center? Is that where the whole thing's taking place?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to be out there early. You know, I'm going to hit the office tomorrow at about 9 or 10 a.m. Takes about an hour to get there. I should be there before noon. I'm going to be bringing, you know, a few hundred copies of Loose Change Final Cut. I'm going to be handing that out. And we're going to have a small film crew. I'm also going to be handing out the civilian internment camp. I can't even think of the name of the document right now, but the Civilian Inmate Labor Program document. I'm going to be I'm probably going to print up about 10 to 50 of those. I'm going to be bringing that to you, and we're really just going to try to talk to people. Let's take the people back that were waking up and then all of a sudden got zombified by Glenn Beck and get them on our side. We need these people. They're getting hip to something. You know, they're understanding that something is corrupt. You know, at least they're coming out against.
I think that's true more and more with a lot of people, just like walking up to people. Like a lot of people know just something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. No, it's time to hit them up with some real issues, and 9/11 truth is a real issue, so we're going to continue to do that, and if Glenn Beck dares to get into my path, he better get out of my way. I thank you for the call, because I'm going to tear him up on the video, folks. He doesn't want to see me. He doesn't want to debate me. He doesn't want to debate anybody on the true facts. He wants to bring in, you know, party boys like Jimmy Meggs to tell propaganda tales to, you know, the masses, and make everything seem like it's, you know, kit and caboodle and rainbow time and everybody's got hugs and kisses. That's not the way it is. I'm sorry. Reality is that there are programs out there for FEMA camps. There are FEMA camps. You know, there are tyrants out there that would love to use them. That is just reality. Reality. It's got a few syllables in there. Syllable. All right. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Michael in Georgia. Michael, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for synthesizing all the facts of 9/11, man. When I first saw your video, Loose Change, it really put together a lot of things that I had seen separately, and it did a lot for the movement and getting the truth out there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I live in Georgia, and yeah, we see chemtrails out here all the time. And also something I haven't heard anyone talk about, but they also do it at night. A lot of times they'll do it directly in front of the moon. And I'm not sure what that's about either, but of course it's always on clear days and they come in the afternoons and sometimes they stay out there throughout the evening.
Yeah, I've seen them stay out there throughout the evening. And sometimes it's a little harder to see them because it's a light gray. It's a lot easier to see if it is on a clear night, but if it's on a misty night or there are cloud cover, it is kind of hard to see at night. But you got to wonder, again, why is this program going on? Why are they now announcing that they may geoengineer the planet? Why is there headlines out there like Obama may block the sun's rays? I feel like this is their little coming out party. This is them telling us they're already doing it, but softening the public up to it. You know what I mean? Kind of incrementally letting people know, no, this is a real program and we are going to change the weather.
Absolutely, and if they were doing anything good or for our benefit, they would be, you know, they would be bragging about it far more than they are. And
absolutely, that's a great point. If this had any kind of positive repercussions whatsoever, they would be touting it as the administration's new triumph. You know what I mean? And that's not what they're doing.
Absolutely. And one more thing, I know it's getting towards the end here, but I don't know if anyone's aware of this, and I'm not sure what the purpose of them are. Mm-hmm. But on the way towards Destin, coming from Atlanta, on a lot of the exits getting off the highway, kind of in the middle of nowhere between Alabama and Florida, there's a lot of railroad-style gates that are right off of the exits, and they're always up. I've never seen them down, and I have no idea what they're for.
Are you talking about, like, train cars and stuff like that, too?
No. It's actually, you're getting off an exit just like you would any other exit off of a major highway, except it's, you know, kind of in the middle of nowhere, just heading towards the beach. Mm-hmm. And there's just these huge gates that look like what you would see in front of a railroad, in front of a railroad crossing. And they're on both sides of the road, and I have no idea what they are, so I just wanted to put that out there.
I'm not sure either. Send me some pics, and I'll try to put it into context for you. Thank you for the call, Michael. Let's go to Anthony in Ohio. Anthony, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello, Jason.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to tell you that it's going real good out here in Ohio. We have a whole lot of info warriors that's waking up to the cause. The Obama Deception is a wonderful movie, and so is Fabled Enemies. It's like two of the best movies that people can use to wake people up. I've been using them with my friends, been on my friends for months, some of them years, and they didn't want to believe, but now they're coming around. The Obama Deception, Fabled Enemies, I recommend it to everybody.
Well, thank you so much, man.
As far as the chemtrails go, me and my children, we sit here and we watch them, like, at the beginning of the week, lay them out all across the sky here in Ohio. And then, you know, the sky's pretty much dark for the rest of the week. No sunlight coming through. People need to understand that sun is a major source of energy for so much life on our planet. If we don't have it, we'll eventually die. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely. So, no, I do. The sun, people don't understand. The sun is so important. It is literally one of the tools that makes us happy, that allows us happiness.
Definitely. Studies have showed that the more sunlight that you get, the happier you are. I'm just so terrified for my children. You know, I quit living for myself a long time ago. I live for my children now, and I think everybody else needs to start to take that sort of approach to life in order for us to get through to the next level of being true human beings. We done lost the sense of being human beings. Everybody is in it for themselves. We got to be for each other. And that's really all I got to say. Y'all have a great night.
Thank you, man. I couldn't agree with you more. Humanity is only going to thrive when we realize that we do have to love one another and take care of one another, and we are not the sole being in the world that matters. You know, this narcissism, this singularity, this vanity that we're all capable of as human beings, let our ego get out of control, is really detrimental to the cause. You know, I'm not trying to give you some hippy-dippy new age nonsense. I'm trying to break it down. You know, if you don't care for your neighbor, you really internally don't even care for yourself. All you sociopaths out there, don't you get it? They don't like you either. They want to kill you too. Because if you're not free, I'm not free. And then we're not free. We'll be back. Final segment of the Info Warrior on the other side. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark, there's only one solution.
Love many, trust few.
And don't be late. All right, it is the final segment of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I just want to remind anybody out there that missed the first hour, the second hour, or, you know, the whole show, you're just tuning in now, you can get the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com on the left-hand side. Naomi Wolf was just an excellent guest. I did send her the three links to the PDF files of the Virginia Fusion Center document, of the MIAC report, and of the recent Department of Homeland Security document. So hopefully she takes a look at that, maybe does an op-ed piece about it. Get at her on her Facebook. You say, Naomi, we really want you to look at this. We see that you have superseded the two-party system, this partisan politics rhetoric out there, and you're starting to look at the true power. And I just want to thank her for doing my little show and really coming out here and hopefully reaching out to a younger audience. All right, let's take one more caller, final caller on the Info Warrior. Jonathan in California, you are on the line, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay, listen, I don't mean to, I'm listening to your fascinating show, and the information is very interesting to me. I have a particular bias, however. I'm very concerned about the catastrophic effects of the atmospheric modification on animals, mm-hmm. and the catastrophic disappearance of the bees. But I'm going to ask you if you would be so kind, or if you'd be interested in doing a show relating to Navy sonar and the fact that it's causing whales and dolphins to beach themselves and die by the hundreds at this time.
Well, I gotta tell you, I don't really know that much about the subject matter. If you go to myspace.com/JasonBurmis, you can send me the stuff and I'll be more than happy to look at it. Don't write me a 5-paragraph thing. If you sum it up in about 4 sentences and you send me a bunch of links, I will click on those links and I will check it out. And, if that is true, sir, of course we'll cover it on this show. I have no problem with that.
All right, buddy. You better get with it because the Navy is killing sea life by the hundreds.
It's very possible, sir. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that I'm not hip to it.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You got it. All right. Thank you for the call, Jonathan. It's something we'll look into. I mean, I definitely don't put it past our Navy to do bad things to the environment. I definitely don't put it past humanity in general to do such things. You know what? We can take, I guess, one more caller if they're on the line. I'm not sure. Is Forrest in Texas on the line? If he is, let's put him on. Forrest, you on the line? No, we don't have him. I guess he's going to be at the rally tomorrow. All right, we'll just close up with that. Look, I'm going to be at the End the Fed rally tomorrow. I know that it's not until like from 8 to 10 they're having the actual tea party. That's too late for me. I do a program from 8 to 10. We're going to be probably playing some of the videos that we take out there. What I am going to do is I will be down there early afternoon, mid-afternoon to talk to people, to hand out civilian inmate labor program documents, to hand out copies of Loose Change. And I know that Glenn Beck is still planning on doing his show, I believe, from 4 to 5 there. You know, I don't know if I'm out there to disrupt the show, but I definitely want his viewing audience to get a dose of reality, a sample of realism. And hopefully we can open up at least that audience's mind to the fact that this guy is nothing but a shill. He's an actor. He is an entertainer. He doesn't care about you. He's looking to exploit you. He's looking to make millions off you. He doesn't care what happens to this country. If he genuinely cared about what happens to this country, he would not have employed popular mechanics, the kings of yellow journalism, to quote-unquote debunk the FEMA camps. You watch those two 10-minute segments, a total of 20 minutes, and you see how much time they actually spend on quote-unquote debunking. They make 3 points, all of which are piss poor, and then they joke and laugh at the expense of quote-unquote conspiracy theorists for the other 17 minutes. James Meggs, you're on notice. Glenn Beck, I'll see you tomorrow, buddy. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Thanks for joining me. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.